This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
Hey, we were talking about this amazing story before about a text that was incorrectly sent. So a girl's got a boyfriend, and she texts her buddy to say, "Hey, I'm cheating on my boyfriend." Mm. But the text accidentally goes to said boyfriend, and hence he puts it on social media, and hundreds of thousands of shares have ensued, and a lot of sympathy's gone out for this poor guy who's got a cheating girlfriend. Apparently, they've been going out for 2 years.
That's a long time.
And it was pretty serious cheating as well.
Yeah.
Like, the text that she goes into some details about, you know, how she's prepared to cheat, and it's intriguing, Shane. But you brought up a good point about this, Shane.
I did I?
You did. You said, if you find out that your friend is being cheated on, do you tell them?
Yeah.
That was a very thoughtful thing to think.
Well, that's the first thing I thought. She was so blasé about the text. She's popping off text to a friend saying, "Oh, yeah, look, I'm getting body waxed so I can hook up with this other dude." I mean, wouldn't you say...
Here it is. There's the detail.
Wouldn't you... Sorry, I can't go past that. Okay. Yeah, waxed everything. Anyway, should you tell
you... Completely... Did she make her head bald?
that's what I'm picturing.
And her eyebrows?
Yeah.
Like an alien.
Like an egg. Like a giant egg. Anyway, the question is, 132410, we'd love your opinion right now. Should you tell someone if they're being cheated on? I say yes.
Wow.
If I had a friend who was cheating on their partner, I mean, I feel like I would say something.
If you a male?
Both, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you're the one that if people are cheating, don't tell Shane.
Yeah.
Because he'll dob.
Yeah, no, well, I can't see someone be in a relationship and love someone and know, like, it's in my conscience, knowing that they're being cheated on. I mean, I would hate for that to happen to me, and I would expect my friends to tell me.
Well, okay, do you want me to tell you then?
No, don't.
Okay, 13, 24, 10, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you tell your friend if you know they're being cheated on?
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Question is, should you tell your friend if they're being cheated on?
Needless to say, those two aren't together anymore.
No, good.
Didn't really work out.
No.
We've heard getting some comments on the Facebook, Shane.
Oh,
most
yes.
people are saying yes, they think you should tell, but as long as you've got the proof.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, true that.
Just from some kind of feeling in your waters. But we're getting some calls as well on 13, 24, 10.
Beck's on the phone. Hi, Beck.
Morning.
Thoughts?
Yes, because I'd want to know, so, I did tell my friend once that I actually caught her partner cheating on her while she was in hospital and her baby was a few days old.
Oh, my God.
And it was the hardest decision ever had to make, but I don't regret it.
And how long... sorry to interrupt, Beck. How long had you known them for? How long had you known each of them? Who was your better friend? Was it the guy or the girl?
The girl, and I'd probably known her for about 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
But we were really close.
Yeah. Well... Yep, that is the worst story ever. But thank you for sharing it on the radio. I do appreciate
What's wrong with
that.
People?
I know. What's going on in the world? Jordan's got a story for us too. George, your thoughts on telling your friend if they've been cheated on?
I would tell my mates straight away if one of their missus was cheating on them.
Okay.
That's the bro code, isn't it?
What about
if
one of your mates was cheating on their girlfriend?
Well, I would say, what are you doing? So... Well, if you don't want to be with her, what's the point of even dragging it on?
Right. So either way, you tell the guy or the girl, okay?
Yeah. I think it's wrong, and I've been cheated on a lot.
Oh, dear.
And it really hurt. To love someone and be with someone, it really, really hurt.
Jordan, mate.
To feel that pain of going for months and months, even watching movies and, like you've seen with that person. It hurts inside.
Yeah, Jaws, it would, mate, but you know that there's someone out there for you, mate. There is. There always
is. Yeah, I've got a missus now, and she's the best missus I've ever had.
There it is.
She helped me get a job. She helped me move out my mum's. She helped me quit smoking.
Yep.
She's been there since the start, and I want to be with her forever.
That's how the world works, Jordan. Good things come to good people, mate.
Good on you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank
good
you for sharing
you,
that, mate.
Wow, a powerful story. All right, Rhiannon is also on the phone. She's got an opinion. Rhiannon, would you tell?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Oh, you're the first person who have said that. Why is that, Rhiannon?
I believe it's their job too. So if I found out my friend was cheating on another friend of mine, I wouldn't tell the other friend because if they already know and they stay together, I've kind of, I guess, tarnish my relationship with that person.
Okay, yeah.
So I would tell the initial friend who's cheating, you've got to tell them or I will. So I give them an opportunity to tell the partner so that I'm not ruining my relationship.
And would you want your friends to tell you if you were in this scenario, Rhiannon?
To be honest, I'd want my partner to tell me.
Right. Mm. Yeah, fair yeah. enough. Thank yep. you. Well, thank you for getting involved. Wow. That was...
Thanks for bringing that up, Shane.
Yeah. I find it really interesting.
It is really interesting. It's really real.
It's real.
We talked about real stuff on the radio, Shane.
I know. We'll talk about what's your pet's favourite hat in 15 yeah. minutes. But
come on, mate. High five.
Okay, good. All right.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. If you're looking to do something this weekend, Hayley Pearson right now has her pick of the week.
It nearly is the weekend, but I don't know what's on. Luckily, here's Hayley to tell us all what's on. Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week.
Okay, beautiful singing, Dylan. We are heading down to Port Noarlunga this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yes, there's a really cool pop-up, like, mini festival called Porties Pop-Up. So, it's like, Porties, get it, Port Noarlunga.
Oh, yes, Porties, yeah. Porties. Oh, guys, classic gear.
So, it's like this pop-up funky little mini festival. It's beautiful in beautiful Port Noarlunga where there's local food, wine, crafts, movies, that kind of stuff. It's in this really cool little location and, you know, you can drink South Australia, eat South Australia, and just basically be South Australia.
Love it.
You yeah. are what you eat.
Yeah, so. And it's a beautiful weekend, so go and do it. Get out and get amongst it.
That's Hayley Pearson's tip of the week.
No, it's not tip of the week. It's pick of the week.
That's Hayley Pearson's pick of the week.
It nearly is the weekend, but I didn't know what was on. Luckily, that was Hayley to tell us all what's on. Pick of the week. Pick of the week. Pick of the week, pick of the week, pick of the week, pick of the week.
Oh, it's enough, Dylan.
Okay.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Let's talk Kim Kardashian. I know, Dylan, you love whenever we get a Kim Kardashian story.
Oh, it's so cool.
So pictures have come out of Kim playing tennis in heels, right?
I mean...
high heels.
High heels.
High heels.
Shane and I are trying to wrap our heads around how this is at all possible.
Yeah.
Not being... I mean, we don't wear heels that often.
No.
But the times that we have worn heels, it hurts.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable.
It hurts. It makes your calves look great.
Yeah, it does. They really
and your
pop.
Legs look long.
Yeah, yeah. Your calves really pop when you're wearing heels,
yeah, they
right,
just
guys?
Pop, don't yeah. they? You've worn heels. You said you walked down the Rundle Mall in heels.
Yeah, that was just to experience what it's like for women to wear heels. And I just wore them from one end to the other. And I couldn't even get through. My heels were getting caught in the cobblestones.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
But why did you do that? Just because you're an empathetic man?
Yeah, it wasn't anything radio related. I just had nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon.
So you just stumbled down the mall in heels.
Heels, yeah.
Where did you get the heels from to fit those?
Everyone's got a pair of heels at home. Come on, Dylan Lewis. Now, we want to know...
You're such a mysterious man.
I mean, playing tennis in heels is absurd. It sounds absurd, but we'd love to know on 13-24-10, what have you done in heels? We know Rachel Finch, who's, like, literally a few days ago just had a brand new baby, wore heels right up until the birth of the baby.
I mean, that sounds a bit silly.
It does, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound practical. Why didn't you just put some flats on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. But we know...
A sandal.
Okay, good. There are people out there who just wear heels all the time. If you're one of those people, or you've done something in heels that maybe it's not really heel-related, 13-24-10.
Like what? Like skydiving?
Yep, skydived. Maybe you were scuba-dived. Maybe you, you've played footy. I don't know. I don't have the answers. That's what we're asking our listeners.
That's right, Shane.
13-24-10, what's the craziest thing you've done in heels?
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
The question is, what have you done in heels?
Shane and I don't understand how you can do anything in heels.
No.
How you can even walk in heels.
Yeah.
They're really hard.
Yep.
They're hard to balance in.
Yeah.
And they hurt.
Yeah, you always hear girls talking about, oh, geez, those heels, they hurt my feet. I couldn't wear them all night. But some people do crazy things in heels. Like Kim Kardashian, who's played a game of tennis in heels.
I mean, did she play or did she just pose?
Yeah, that's what I think. She just hit a ball over the net and went, oh, and then got out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was a nice noise you made.
Wasn't it? Yeah. She makes that noise a lot, I believe. Let's go to our listeners who have some calls. NC is on the phone. Good morning.
Hello, good good morning.
Good morning. Where have you worn heels?
I wore heels and I went up a mountain.
Hang on. Okay, which mountain are we talking about?
Well, I'm original from Iran, so it was a mountain in Iran.
Okay.
You went mountain climbing in heels. Why did you do that?
Well, not to say that I was a little bit tipsy after a party. It was in the middle of the night, so... Yeah, I went up.
But you look glamorous climbing the mountain, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
Of course you did. Thank you.
You're amazing.
Vicky has got a story for us too. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
Are you a heel wearer?
I live in heels. Anyone that knows me knows I wear heels. I went overseas and people go, oh, you got to wear runners when you go to Rome and all that because of the cobblestones. Mm. I wore heels. I've got two kids. They came with me. I wore heels, carrying two suitcases. I go to my son's soccer and people look at me and they go, are you for real? Because I'm always in heels.
Are you for real? Yes. And you're wearing your heels? So at the soccer, do you sink into the grass?
No, you know what?
No.
When I was in Italy, I actually bought a pair of big high heel runners. So I've actually got runners that are heels for winter.
What is the fascination, Vicky?
Italy, I do.
Why?
People are... Sorry?
What's the fascination with heels? Why are you always wearing them?
You know what? I've just always worn them. I think they look elegant, they look great, and I feel comfortable in them. No one has seen me in flat shoes, and if they do, it's like, oh, my God. They all think I'm tall. But I'm not tall. It's because I'm in heels.
Thank you, Vicky.
Vicky's amazing. These people are amazing, Shane.
Elaine, good morning.
Oh, good morning, boys.
What's your heel story, Elaine?
Well, it's my sister-in-law from way back. Mm. She hopped on a horse and went horse riding in very high heels.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Was that for a photo shoot or anything, Elaine? Or
no, we were just up at Quorn and I'd had a ride. Actually, no, I didn't that time. I was very, very pregnant. But she decided she'd hop on and, in these great big high heels. Crazy.
That's an amazing image.
Peter in Wattle Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, you don't sound like a woman.
Hey.
Just, sore throat.
Yeah, it's okay, mate. It's all right. So you've worn heels, have you? Or
I have. So I wore 12-centimetre heels and was line dancing.
Of course.
Normal
of
sentence.
Of course.
Okay, and, why did this happen? How were you in this scenario, Peter?
So I was on a university camp and was one of the leaders, so all the men dressed up as women and all the women dressed up as men. Off we went, and obviously it wasn't too bad because one of the young ladies in the crowd is now my wife, and we have two kids together.
Wow, what a great story. So who wears heels now more, Peter, your wife or you?
Let's go with my wife.
Okay, sure. Okay.
That's a private question. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Thanks, everybody, for sharing stories.
There you go. Kim Kardashian isn't a weirdo.
No, she looks like she's normal.
She's normal.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Your chance to be caller of the week, all you need to do is get involved with the show. Ring at any point. We encourage that. The show's about you guys, 13, 24, 10. You could win for yourself a Slape and Sons sausages available at Foodland, IGA, Coles, Supermarket. Slap a Slape on your plate. Amazing Slape and Sons meat tray is all yours.
Yes.
For being caller of the week. Now, this week we decided to award it to Tyson after hearing a story about Hayley, who felt like she was an old soul on board the Titanic. Tyson related. He thought, oh, I got a story. And he shared that with us. Here's Tyson during the week.
Hey, Tyson, what's your story? What do you feel?
Well, I've grown up, as a kid, and I really love the Titanic. I've just always thought that I could play that role, the best role.
Do you know, Tyson, now is your chance because I can be Rose and you can be Jack.
What's going on?
Oh, this is nice.
What's going on?
Jack, I'll never let go. You are my favourite caller we've ever had, Tyson.
And that's why you've won the Slape and Sons meat tray. Tyson, you are a caller of the week. Congratulations, mate.
Awesome.
Anybody you want to thank, anything you want to say?
I just want to say thanks to the Nova crew. I listen to you every day from 6 until 5 and... Yeah, you just always brighten my day, especially Lewis and Lowe and Hayley Pearson. Thanks,
Good on you, Tyson.
Tyson, what a lovely man. Yeah. Thank you so much, bro.
Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your meat.
Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, Tyson.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Good morning. It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. It's time to get the quiz going.
It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
So call 13-24-10. You could win a prize at the end of...
It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
Yes, it is, Simone. is in this morning. Wants Shane Lowe to represent her.
Oh, does she now?
Simone wants Shane Lowe. Huh? So, and Jack wants Dylan Lewis.
Yeah.
Just Jack.
Yep.
All right, so the quiz today, Quizmaster Hayley Pearson.
Yes. The theme, boys, yes, because it's Clips All This Weekend, yes, is...
Mosquitoes.
No, that was my Clipsal car. It's Clipsal.
Oh, great.
Cars.
Yes.
You guys, that's our forte.
I know.
Cars. I love
Rev
cars.
Heads.
Yeah, okay. Oh, V8.
Okay, so chime in with your name. Do you want to practice your buzzer?
Shane.
Dylan.
That was nice and saucy. Okay, question number one.
I know.
How many cylinders... stop complaining. I haven't even finished the question.
What's a cylinder?
In a V8 car.
Dylan! Dylan!
Whoa!
Yes. 8.
That would be... correct.
How do you know that?
Because it's a V8.
And they're in the shape of a V. Oh. Whereas a slant 6 that you get in the Valiant is 6 cylinders, but they're all on a slant instead of a V shape, so...
I thought you were a rev head, Shane.
No, I don't. No.
You're a fake rev head.
We're done here. We're done. I won.
Okay, that's question it. Number two. No, he's up,
more,
Turbo.
More questions.
Question number two. The Clipsal 500 has a...
Sorry?
Let me just say that again. Sorry, I choked on my own spit. The Clipsal...
Oh, gosh.
The Clipsal 500 has had a number of car brands over the years. Who is the traditional rivalry
Shane,
between...
Shane, it's Ford and Holden.
That would be correct. 1-0. Question number three. The Hilltop Hoods are performing tonight. Finish this lyric.
Ooh.
By now, I should have had some land.
Dylan.
Some... Yeah?
By now, I should have had some land.
No, don't put me off.
But to you.
Right about 50 grand. Some money in my pocket, right about 50 grand.
No.
No. Give it to me. Give it to me. Rest of the question.
Oh, no, that was right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
What was your answer going to be, Shane?
I didn't get the tune.
Oh, just smarty pants? What was your answer going to be?
Come down and hang out because we're jumping around.
Yuck.
Oh, that was yuck. Okay.
Okay. That sound like Elvis.
If you get
oh,
this
come
right.
Come down and hang out.
With your blue suede shoes. All right. Dylan, if you get this, you get the whole
thing. I'm
quiz.
The car
okay.
guy.
All right. Which short TV host...
Shane.
Yeah.
Grant Denyer.
Yeah. Okay, too old. This is the deciding factor.
Wait, what do you mean, on. Who's that?
What's that? What
Family
was the,
Feud.
What was the question?
He was a racing car driver.
Everyone knows that.
Who's the jockey?
Come on,
no,
be on the pulse.
Not a jockey.
Huh? All right, final question, boys. What's the biggest addition to the Nova deck?
Shane, it's a swimming pool. I've won.
You have won, Shane. Rev head Shano.
Oh, God.
He's dancing.
Yes!
Wow.
God, I mean, I'm so good. Notch it up.
You are so irritating.
Come on. What are we now? Shane Lowe, how many have I won? 15. That's crazy talk. But it's true.
No, it's 14.
Oh, it's crazy talk, 14.
You're so irritating and horrible. You're horrible.
What?
Horrible. You're horrible. Horrible to play with. I don't want to play with you anymore. I'm going to find another friend.
All right. Well, the quiz back Monday on the show, guys. So...
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page. Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson's weekly wrap.
Mad March is in full swing. It made life a little harder for Hayley getting to work.
Leave a bit earlier today, guys, because it will take ages to get to work.
Thanks.
I reckon leave at least half an hour earlier. It took me a long time. I didn't see one car on the way to work. I was going through all the... I actually thought I was on the Clipsal track. Oh, my God, help me.
Have you injured yourself in your sleep?
What happened in your sleep, Sam?
Well, I gave myself a mental injury.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
Basically, I was having a dream, and I dreamed that there was a spider crawling up my arm, and I don't like them very much.
No.
And in my dream... I kept trying to brush it off, and it kept crawling higher and higher, and then it was on my face in the dream, and then it went in my mouth in my dream, and then I woke myself up coughing. And I coughed up 3 legs onto the pillow, and they were wriggling.
Oh!
Emotionally.
They were still wriggling. Oh, my God. Never sleeping again.
So much came from the Oscars. One thing that intrigued the team was Nicole Kidman's clapping.
Nicole Kidman can act, but she can't clap. Her tops of her fingertips don't meet when she claps.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, she's at the Oscars, right? She's supposed to be an amazing actress who could possibly win an Oscar, and she can't act her way into a clap.
Cake talk got a little weird.
I got given the most beautiful cake.
Oh, yes.
And it's an expensive cake. These things are worth a lot of money.
It's
like ganache and, you know.
Oh, I love
God,
a ganache.
You love ganache.
I love a ganache.
Yeah, and that thick icing.
Oh, just girthy ice cream is cool.
Hugh Sheridan dropped by.
This is a brand new show that we developed for this year, and we're doing everything with.
Stop. Are you doing this one?
Here we go. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry.
I've got Hugh under my skin.
No, we did that last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm.
It's the Hugh part.
I like
together.
What you're doing there.
You got any more Dylan Lewis?
Give me something that makes me scared.
I like that song. Yeah. We're not doing that one either.
No.
What else you got there?
Wonder that's what you're actually doing then instead. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Shane continued to dominate the quiz.
Yes!
Wow.
God, I'm so good. Not it up.
You are so irritating.
Shane Lowe, how many have I won? 15. That's crazy talk, but it's true.
You're the only one clapping.
Shame. You know, sometimes it's a curse having a massive brain.
Turn it off, mate.
What? Turn what
we
off?
We get it. We get it. You victory
ooh,
music.
Ooh.
Oh, that is gross.
What are you doing?
That's what you do every
never
time you
do win. That again, James.
Embarrassing parents.
Who's embarrassing, Dane?
Oh, my mum. I was in the middle of Japanese class just doing my work on my birthday. And then in she comes with balloons, the whole thing. And she starts singing happy birthday in Japanese.
Spelling gaffes.
What happened, Robin?
Well, it was my daughter's mistake, actually. When she was 8 years old, at school, they had to write what they were looking forward to for the year. And instead of writing, I'm looking forward to lots of excursions, she wrote down, I'm looking forward to lots of excretions.
A beautiful moment between Hayley and the caller of the week, Tyson.
Hey, Tyson, what's your story? What do you feel?
Well, I've grown up, like, as a kid, and I really love the Titanic. I've just always thought that I could play that role, the best role.
Do you know, Tyson, now is your chance because I can be Rose and you can be Jack.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, this is nice.
What's going on?
Jack, I'll never let go. You are my favourite caller we've ever had, Tyson.
The biggest party Nova's ever had at the Royal Croquet Club.
Sarah, are you coming along?
Fantastic. I am super pumped, guys. Thank you so much.
You've got tickets. You're coming along. Congratulations, Dale.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well, you're coming along to the party. We'll see you there, Stacey.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, hi. Then I can do.
And that was Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson's Weekly Wrap.
Enjoy your weekend.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.